In his earlier statements, UE President Christopher Petruskevich made it clear the proposed academic realignment is a financial matter and does not need to go through the normal process for academic changes at UE. That all changed this week. In an email to the Faculty Senate, Petruskevich wrote that any proposals for deletions of degrees or majors would be submitted to the school's curriculum committee for approval. Daniel Byrne is an officer with the UE chapter of the American Association of University Professors, which spearheaded a Save UE campaign that has been picked up by students and alumni. A protest was held at the school last Sunday.
Yeah, I think the sustained efforts of the faculty, the alumni, the students, and the community, all those things helped.
President Petruskevich won't acknowledge that there is a change in their plan. In reply to an email question asking why he decided to change their process for the academic realignment, he wrote, quote, "The process and submission to the curriculum committee noted in this communication is not a new or changed process. It follows established and existing procedures and identifies the next step in the process." We sent a follow-up question by email Thursday evening, again asking for clarification on what prompted President Petruskevich to change his mind on the realignment process, but have not received a reply. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.